Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Grip.
You better send those refunds.
No cap, recap.
No cap, recap.
No cap, recap. Presented to you by Down the Wire. Welcome to the No Cap Recap. Divisional week. Presented to you by Down the Wire.
Oh, yeah.
And our championship weekend is set.
It is. It is cemented into the history books. I don't know why you would ever cement.
It's pretty chalk.
Paper.
Pretty chalk, right?
Maybe, right? Isn't it the 1-2? Oh, no, I guess no, Bengals not.
No, it's not.
Oh, we'll get to that. Shortly, I guess.
No problem. Welcome to the No Cap Recap, presented to you by Down the Wire. My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Hello.
Over every single week of NFL action, we're going to try to get as far into this one as possible. I'm not even going to guarantee any time. We're just going to go.
You're just going to be here, yeah. And you're going to listen. You're going to fucking enjoy it.
Let's start off with Saturday.
Yeah.
Chiefs. Jaguars.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a good Jaguar impression. I didn't hate that.
I do what I can. Don't ask me to do a Chief impression. It's just going to be racist.
Do a Chad Henne impression.
Impression. You know what? That might be your best Chad Henne impression.
I was thinking that's how he
talked. Impression. Yeah, Chad Henne. Let's see. Let's go. Man, I love Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
That's got to be pretty solid,
that's
right?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah, let's see.
Chad Henne's been in the league 15 years. That's an actual stat. That's crazy.
Here's a Chad Henne interview real fast.
You're not plugged in.
So, damn it!
Yeah.
This happens every time.
Yeah, you think you're going to get all good, and then it's just not going to happen. But I can pull up a Chad Henne interview, I guess, while you talk about it.
Look at him. Chad Henne is a high school football coach.
Yeah.
Especially in this. How old is this? Is this from a day ago? Is that what it says? This is from yesterday. Yes. Chad Henne looks 100% like he is on the new season of Friday Night Lights.
Is that video 5 minutes and 57 seconds long?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I got the same one right here. Let's just tune in.
My nerves are high. You know,
bro,
when I did it, the same thing.
That was pretty spot on.
Into the game, and you kind of get going. It's just like repetition, and
just like repetition.
Repetition, man. Yeah. Love to repetition.
And just wait till he says Chick-fil-A, because I'm betting you he's gonna say Chick-fil-A at some point.
Could have at some point there. Chiefs escape and some scary stuff happening. Patrick Mahomes with the high ankle sprain. It did look gross when it happened, when it fell on him.
Yeah.
But I also knew immediately once he got up that he was going to come back in the game, right?
You did.
Yeah, I mean, there was no way he was not going to play that
you
game.
You called out PC Tunney.
Like, yeah.
Tunney was like, uh-oh, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And they're like, bro, he'll be back.
Exactly. There was no way.
But like, Loki, by the way, if we're getting Chad Henne.
That's crazy. Backup alarm in the playoffs. Amazing.
In the divisional round.
Yeah.
That don't happen.
The Chiefs did not look like world beaters or man beaters, as I like to say.
Ooh.
They had definitely...
When have you ever said man beaters?
Remember when I said man beaters and you were like, do you mean world beaters? So...
Sure.
So I just think as long as they have Travis Kelce, they're going to be all right. Like, that guy is way too fucking good at football.
Yeah. I like, you know what? Low-key, Isaiah Pacheco... was doing work too.
Another seventh round pick, by the way.
95 yards on 12 carries. I mean, what else can you ask for? And I would assume a majority of those came in, you know, during the time that Patrick Mahomes was out.
Big bust potential, Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
No, he's not a bust. He's just okay. He's had an okay career. No,
bust he's potential is all I'm saying.
That no, because he's had an okay career.
Okay, fine. I don't know. I think he was a first round pick, so that's what sketches me out about it.
Yeah, well, you know, late second round pick or first round pick,
and I think his job's going to get taken if Pacheco's running for 95 yards. So
100%, and this just sort of like justifies those moves of like, yeah, you don't draft in the first round, man, and you don't give running backs big contracts unless they're out of this fucking world, which we'll get to that later on.
Next, I was also going to say that the Jaguars, I think you can take this season, grade this season as a Jaguars fan.
It's an A. It's an A.
Would it have been, is it not A plus or A is the highest grade you give?
I would give it A.
Okay.
Not an A plus.
Winning one more game would have been A plus.
There's lots. Well, first of all, the season started off really rough. And
I think remember they were 2-1 and they were everyone was like, oh shit, are the Jaguars good? And then they sucked. They were 4-8.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Well, I mean, that still to me counts as really rough. I would be very happy. No, they started off, I guess, 2-1, but they lost that opening game to the Commanders. Oof. Man, like,
yeah, with Carson Wentz at quarterback, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. And still lost a game to the Texans.
Okay.
I mean, that's a game that you should win.
That's the team that always like whoops their ass, though, right?
Lost a game to the Colts.
Oof, God, how did they make the playoffs? Fuck this team.
Giants, they lost a game to the Broncos.
Whoa.
Yeah, and this is early Broncos, not like, you know, Russ Wilson, like in form, right?
This
Broncos.
This is let's ride, Russ.
They gave up 40 to the fucking Lions.
A lot of people did. They beat the Cowboys earlier this year.
They did.
Or later in the year, I guess, in overtime.
Yeah, and you know what? Then they won out. They ended up winning out after that game. So, oh no, to the Chiefs as well. Sorry.
They won out after the Chiefs.
No. They won out after the Lions. Yeah, Lions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And the one before that?
No, the Chiefs were there.
Oh, yeah.
Lions was the last loss.
No. Oh, yes.
That's what I was fucking telling you. God damn it.
Fuck you. All right. I think that the Chiefs, they had to be scared as hell once Mahomes went down. But Henny came in, filled his role, did what he needed to, and
isn't he like a $35 million a year backup quarterback?
I don't think he's that. Maybe $35 million career earnings or something.
No. I guarantee you, he's the highest paid backup quarterback.
Well, first of all, no shot, because didn't Nick Foles get that bag?
Sure.
Oh, this Carson is Carson Wentz. Technically, that's a good one. What else? What else do we got on that?
Highest paid backup quarterbacks for 2022. Good Lord,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Get out of here, boardroom. Nick Foles. Yeah, there is your boy.
Okay.
Oh, that's the
who's the best backup?
Oh, here we are. Yeah, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold.
But he ended up starting by the end of it.
Yeah, but Mitch. He still was the backup quarterback, which we're just mentioning men right now.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of men.
What's dude, Pittsburgh's paying $12 million to backup quarterbacks. Scroll down there and fucking Mason Rudolph.
Oh,
Mason Rudolph makes $5 million a year.
Yeah, that does not seem worth
that's
it.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Did he get dropped? Or is he still there?
He's still there.
Good Lord. Why would you have three quarterbacks in general?
Making that much money? That's just ridiculous.
That is nuts.
Chiefs advance 27-20. Anything else from this game that you're maybe like highlighting? Like it?
Dude, I like this game in general. Trevor Lawrence didn't play great, but you know what? This is his first opportunity in this role. You know what? Someone that I'm still not in on that I've told you before, I won't say bust, But Travis Etienne is more of a concern than dude like Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Really? I don't know. I think that's a hot take.
Is it?
I think so. I like Travis Etienne. He gives a dynamic feel to the game. He can receive. He can run. I think he's going to be okay. And he's Trevor Lawrence's boy.
Whoop-de-fucking-do, Basil. I don't care. I don't know. I think you're better off not worrying about Travis Etienne, man. He can't be the number one.
This bitch.
Ooh. There you go. Sorry. I was feeling that for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like Travis Etienne. I think he can be...
All right. 220 attempts. Like 1,100 yards.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
And 5 touchdowns.
At 5 yards a carry? I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah. I
And plus, go look at his receiving stuff. He gets out there receiving the ball, too. Like,
it's just rushing in general. Where the fuck? Okay, it doesn't matter. Well, yeah, I get it. Again, I'm still not sold on him. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know, man.
300 yards receiving,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 369.
So, that's 1,400 yards in a season. I don't know what much more you want from him.
I just feel like he should be better.
Oh, okay. All right.
Look at him. Look at his face.
He does have a massive
forehead. It's kind
forehead.
Of cartoonish.
He's got, like, movie screen forehead.
He looks like Big Nate. You ever see that?
Yeah.
That cartoon?
Yeah, okay. I can get behind that. Yeah.
He looks like a Big Nate character.
Wasn't it Nate the Great, too? Is that another one?
Look right here.
Yeah.
Tell me that doesn't look like fucking Travis Etienne.
Yeah, he is Big Nate. Big Trav.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's Travis Etienne.
They made a movie about this?
No, it's a...
show.
Yeah, a TV show.
Paramount made a show, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, haven't you ever seen Coach Klein or whatever the fuck? Dude from Mad TV does it? Like, he goes, Big Nate.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have not seen that.
Yeah, he's talking about Paramount Plus. He goes, where's Blase at?
Oh, well, that's the... Yeah, I have seen that one. That's
the Paramount Plus one.
Yeah, okay, I've seen that.
I need Big Nate. You mean Nate?
And that's...
Nate. Nate? Nate. Nate?
It's Michael... Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You couldn't think of Keegan-Michael Key?
Look, it's a lot of names.
All right. Fair enough.
A lot of words.
Fair enough.
And I've been drinking at this point.
Okay, yeah. Shout out Long Drink, sponsor us.
Hoo-wee! Oh, that's not it.
I switched it. There you go.
This bitch.
Sorry. You got to go back for that one.
This bitch.
Yep, switch her back.
There we are.
Nice. Then we go to the NFC, and the Giants got their ass kicked.
Anyone surprised?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. You shouldn't have been.
Here's the question now. What do you do with Daniel Jones?
Personally, I think you give him a contract.
Really?
He played so well this year overall. I think you do.
And he played really good last week.
Yeah.
Played pretty shit this week.
Well, it's the fucking Eagles, man. The Eagles team is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have been very high on the Eagles all season, and I would be really happy with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
3,200 yards.
Would you take him on the Packers next year?
No, because I want Jordan Love.
Daniel
Christ,
Love.
Christ, Danny Love. Just sounds ridiculous.
That would be something.
No, but I want Jordan Love there. I don't want to worry about a guy that, yeah, this is a team that's definitely going to be half rebuilding. With the Giants, you have an opportunity of getting good.
Mm.
I think.
But you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
And how much is his contract? $25 million? Who gets more money, Geno Smith or Daniel Jones?
Ooh. How old is Danny Jones?
He's young.
Okay, nicknames, Danny Dimes or Vanilla Vic.
Yeah, that's a great rad. Nickname.
That's great rad nickname. As fuck.
hit the more. Go scroll up and hit the more bio, and that'll tell you right there. The more bio uniform draft right there.
Sure. 25. He's 25. And Geno's got to be, what, 30?
32, I think, yeah, 32. Is what Geno is.
It's the same age as Randall Cobb. That feels weird. Yeah, man, I think you got to roll Danny Jones.
He's going to get more money than Geno?
I would, yeah.
Wow, that's a bold take, I think, there,
but
too.
Also, too, like, he needs to be under Daboll.
Yeah, for sure. They have the offense made for him.
Daboll just seems primed to make things happen in New York. I don't know how soon.
Another A season, by the way, for a franchise, I would say, right?
Yeah, and this is the third team in the division.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the crazy thing.
And they got as far as one of the other teams.
Both. Well, that's what I'm saying. Well,
they lost to Philly.
Yeah, but the other one lost too. So that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would be really happy to have Daniel Jones. And I know we kind of talked about this. We've been joking about having Tannehill go there and, you know, Jones going to Tennessee, which also feels right. But I don't think they want to give up on him now.
Mm.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Can't really draft anyone. But is New York a prime destination for, like, what if Tom Brady went to New York after losing to them twice?
That'd kind of be hot.
That would be pretty fucking rad. That would be pretty rad.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, but who's the other? Geno Smith in New York kind of feels right. He was there already, right?
Yeah, he was a backup.
Okay,
but like, look at his receivers, man. Richie James, Matt Breida, Marcus Johnson, Lawrence Kager, Daniel Bellinger, Darius Slayton, and Isaiah Hodgins.
Yeah, it's a rough crop. It's a rough crop.
What the fuck is that? Those are the people that actually, like, caught a pass yesterday. Also Saquon. But Saquon need a contract, too, coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's going to get one as well.
Good.
And he'll get one. He'll get a contract.
But seriously, get yourself some fucking receivers here.
Yeah, that's absolutely necessity number one. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're, like, near the top in paying their receivers the most money because of Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay, are they still paying something for like Kadarius Toney too?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but they have a really bad contract Darius situation.
Darius Slayton's also getting paid, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Because wasn't Darius Slayton one of the... Oh, no, that was Galladay. Darius Slayton was somewhere before this too, wasn't he?
No, I think he's been there the whole time. But possibly, look at this guy is pissed at his guy that he didn't catch the ball.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we have Cricket on because we're cool like that. And
if you don't watch Cricket, you're weird, bro. Cricket's fun.
Cricket's kind of fire, dude.
It's hard to understand, but it's fun. Now the Eagles, talk about the team that won and played pretty well, I guess. I'm going to say this, Dave.
What the fuck does that mean?
Wait, just hear me out. Hear me out. This is exactly how Philly wants to play every game, and a team is yet to fulfill. First of all, Boston Scott, I think, is like a giant killer. He scored in like 50 straight games against the Giants or whatever the fuck the stat is, but he just scores every game against the Giants.
He barely even carried.
Jalen Hurts' stat line of 154 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran the ball for 34 yards, ran a touchdown in. This is a fucking stat line I tell you I hate for Jalen Hurts all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Because he didn't necessarily beat you. They let everyone else and their running game beat them. And that's not, you can't do that with Philly.
Yeah, but like this was headlined by Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah, he snapped. Well, he had a big run at the end, I think, that kind of helped those stats.
But
as
even
well.
Still, Kenneth Gainwell. Like, that's the third guy that I think of. In fact, that's if I think of him. Because I'm going to think Miles Sanders. I'm going to think Jalen Hurts. I'm going to think Boston Scott. And then I'm like, who else?
Kenneth Gainwell, I think, kind of took over the backup role at some point this year to Miles Sanders, but Miles Sanders really hasn't been the man that we think he is. I guess I don't think so.
I mean,
I bet you ETN had better stats this year.
Okay. Let me look that up real fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also Miles Sanders, top tier Twitter handle, Booby Miles. Let's go.
Wow. Okay, cool.
No, keep going. 1,200.
Okay, so very similar.
1,200 and less, 11 touchdowns.
More carries.
Yeah, not by much.
Yeah, but less average.
Yeah, well, not by much.
What about receiving?
I don't.
Why the fuck are you on The Athletic for this?
I just clicked the first thing that popped up.
Shout out to Miles Sanders. You go to The Athletic when you look your name up right off the
Dude, radar. I don't even see anything. Where the fuck? Athletic, NBC Sports. This is not anything stat wise. This is just annoying. Fucking Google, man. Fucking Google.
Okay, and what's his receiving total? He probably had more than 300 yards receiving.
This whole season, he only had 20 receptions and 78 yards receiving.
Wow, that's dog shit. That's dog shit. Okay, so confirm Travis Etienne better than Miles Sanders.
I don't know about that yet, but
confirmed.
That's pretty wild, dude.
That doesn't even seem possible. Like 78 yards receiving all year?
I don't know. I don't
That's
get
crazy.
That.
That's crazy. That's impressive for him. Go ahead. Go off, King. Eagles are going to advance pretty easily. The Nick Sirianni having a hell of a year. Brian Daboll, though, is he going to get coach of the year votes?
No chance.
He's going to coach of the year votes.
Oh, votes? He'll get mentioned. You don't win coach of the year if you're third in your division.
But he made the playoffs with the Giants.
No, you don't win coach of the year.
Who's going to get more votes, Daboll or Peterson?
I would sooner go Peterson.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't they have the same record? Actually, you know.
The Giants are definitely better.
Oh, dear Lord. It's so loud up here now.
Yeah. Did you turn the air on?
I didn't turn it off. This is the real thing.
Well, you should probably.
Well, keep talking. I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah, oh, it goes a lot quieter when it's not on your mic, too, in the solo mode here.
There's two fucking mics!
Yeah, I'm just telling you that it's a lot quieter in my ears now, so your mic's the one that always be fucking it up. Yeah, Eagles have a great run, and Giants, not as good of a run, but that's it. Good job. Way to bail me out there. Heading over to Sunday now, we have...
You were struggling for a hot second right there.
Because I can't fucking think with... in my ear. Yeah, exactly. Now we just destroyed everyone else's ears as well. What's the next game? Fuck happened?
Next game is Bengals and Bills. Wow. Come on.
Wow. This was a ultimate stinker, I'm going to say, right there. And a big stinker for the Bills at that. Damar Hamlin in stadium, like, acknowledged by the people that he was there watching the game. Place went crazy. And the Bills had snowy conditions kind of in favor of them, I would say, as they're used to that. And absolutely put up a stinker. 10 points. And this game was dominated by Cincinnati the whole time.
They did nothing.
It was not good. It was not good.
They did nothing. And not only that, like, I didn't get a chance to look at it. But when I was watching it, how many fucking penalties? 8 penalties on the Bills. And I think I witnessed every last one of them. It was fucking insane.
Well, Cincinnati barely got penalties, right?
2.
Yeah, it felt like that because they had one moment where they only had one at the time where it was like it took a long ass time. And the Cincinnati offensive line played out of their mind. That was kind of the headline of the week. Like, what's going to happen? They have a guy out, hurt. Joe Burrow needs to get protected. And he absolutely did. It was perfect for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the line was particularly bad for most of the season, I think. And they... The Cincinnati line just came to play. And this is, I was saying that before. It seemed like Cincinnati was really starting to get hot, and that was going to help carry them. I also thought they would cool off a little bit, but apparently not.
I really enjoyed watching Buffalo play this season. I thought that Buffalo would come out stronger. Cincinnati were... There we go. It's so nice now and peaceful.
Look, I did a thing, okay?
Didn't I tell you that there's an argument for Joe Burrow being a better quarterback than Josh Allen weeks ago.
You did.
I said something just like there's an argument. I didn't necessarily think that at the time. I'm just saying if you put him ahead of him, I get it. I think we got to really start having the conversation now. Beat him head to head again.
Yeah, but like this time was an ass kicking.
Ass kicking.
I don't know what happened to Josh Allen.
Well, his team really, not to throw them all under the bus, the offensive line played terrible for them today.
No one could catch a fucking ball. But, you know, that's not an excuse for the Bills because I guess no one could catch a ball on the other side either. But, you know, I don't know, man. I think they really need to look at getting a running back. Devin Singletary ain't that guy.
No, he's not that.
And especially when you got bumfuck Joe Mixon on the other side.
Whoa, Joe Mixon had a decent game.
That's what I'm saying. Joe Mixon, to me, ain't that guy. And Joe Mixon showed up going for 105 yards.
Joe Mixon, to me, ain't that bad. He's very inconsistent.
What happened to Samaje Perine?
Samaje Perine.
Perine, whatever the fuck.
Jesus.
Perine sounds nicer.
Sure. He played a little bit today.
Exactly. But he was kind of that guy for much of the season, wasn't he?
Well, Mixon had the big game. Remember, he had like a 5-touchdown game.
That was like 2-3 weeks ago.
No, it was like week 9. And then he didn't score. I think he only scored one other time since then, but he was hurt a couple of weeks. And that's inflated a lot of his season. I don't know what game it would have been against. Tampa, no, maybe. I don't think so.
I'm looking for it. Just keep going.
Joe Burrow, though, now 4-0, I think, in his first four road play, or 3-0 in his first three road playoff games. That's pretty legit. That's got to be something you look at. It's definitely that Panther game. That's where it was.
Yeah, it's
he caught one, too.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Okay, we found that out. Joe Burrow, absolutely legit. If he beats Pat Mahomes again, I mean, where's the conversation starting now?
Well, first of all, Patrick Mahomes is injured. And he's injured. It's hurt. A high ankle he's sprain. High ankle sprain. That's a big blow. That's not like, he just like rattled his non-throwing shoulder.
Philip Rivers played an AFC Championship game on a torn ACL.
Yeah, and you know what? He lost.
Facts.
So, whoopty fucking noob.
Are the Bengals a more talented team than Kansas City?
I'm going to say overall, like if you go individual players overall, I like Kansas City. I like the Bengals.
Whoa.
But Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL, and it's by a lot that he does the Aaron Rodgers / Brett Favre thing where he bumps everyone's overall points by like 5.
But also, I would argue that Travis Kelce is the best weapon in the NFL.
Sure. Look, our next game, we're going to have someone to talk about in that category, in my opinion.
Okay.
The one play that sums up this entire game for me, it was the Bengals throwing to Ja'Marr Chase, Jordan Poyer, and Tre'Davious White crashed into each other.
Yeah.
Missing Ja'Marr Chase entirely. They both go down, and then they also get flagged for a penalty.
That was so tough.
I saw that. Whoa, this is the fucking game for the Bills. That like people getting injured all season, right? And they mentioned it. Von Miller. What if Von Miller was there? You know what?
Made a big difference.
I think it would have. Would have. And then to get injured and get the fucking penalty on you as well.
That was huge.
It was. And that was on, I want to say, like third down when that happened.
Yes. Too. Yes. Joe was fucking insane.
Joe Burrow is, he's that guy, bro. I mean, what a pick that was. He's so awesome. He's so fun. He should have had three touchdowns, if we're being honest. I think that Jamar Chase one that got called off was kind of bullshit.
There were two touchdowns that got called off.
The Jamar Chase one, they were trying to say that the argument wasn't that he didn't control it all the way to the bottom, but the argument was he, like, when he reestablished control, like, he was out of bounds. It was like
bullshit.
Yeah, it was really whack, honestly, in my opinion, to how they were going to like try to say that that was the reason why it was a penalty versus not a penalty, but completed pass. It wasn't along the lines of like Dez caught it. It was, they were stumbling on their words almost in a sense.
Stumbling, rumbling, bumbling.
And the Bengals go on to the AFC Championship game.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1 pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now we head to the NFC division again, and big...
Nah, 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 nah. It's not exactly Sunday Night Football. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. But I guess we'll just make it work. Not Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, there we go. Nailed it. Okay.
This game was good, if you ask me.
Defensive stalwart of a game, if you would.
I would.
Yes. And anyone who wants to come at my boy Brock... You can go fuck yourself. Like, I'm not... This is... Brock played not perfect, and this is the worst game Brock's going to play.
Brock Purdy almost sold the bag going into half... Hold on. Going into halftime.
Maybe.
Dog. He almost sold the bag going into halftime.
There's a couple of balls that could have been picked off.
I'm talking about getting it down to that field goal right before half.
Yeah.
That was a big field goal. And I know it doesn't seem like much, but it put the 49ers up from the half.
Yes. And I also would say that the Cowboys are, I mean, to have the extra point blocked, bro, was a really tough look after having that. Well,
and how many times did fucking Kevin Burkhardt say it where it was like, oh yeah, it was blocked, but it wasn't going to make it anyways.
Why? Yeah, what was that? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
well, it was low. It was low is what they were saying. But at the same point, man, how do you fucking know?
You don't fucking
Maybe
know.
Maybe he booted that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what the hell was going to happen with that. I did hear that, and I was thinking that that was really stupid.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Was it Owen? Right? What's the other dude?
Owen Wilson.
No. The Kevin Burkhardt and
Greg Olsen.
Good Lord.
Greg, I actually got you closer with Owen Wilson.
Sure. Greg Olsen is, I say, pretty darn good in a booth.
I don't hate him as much as everyone else.
Kevin Burkhardt drags his ass down. He was bad today.
I saw a tweet from Joe Buck where he said that he was at Starbucks this morning and a guy asked him if he was going to be calling the game, the 49ers game, but Joe Buck lives in St. Louis. And he was like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, shit, and quickly ran out.
That's tremendous.
But
Kevin Burkhardt called Elijah Mitchell Donovan Mitchell today. Come on.
Yeah, that's a whole different sport, bro.
And then they had a fucking conversation about it. Like, oh, he could probably be pretty good wide receiver in the league. Shut the fuck up.
Christian McCaffrey scores. Definitely did not look perfect today, by any means.
No, his ankle was bothering him.
Yeah, and the calf. Yeah, they were doing that. They kept showing his calf.
Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh. Did you see they had like that? I want the heating pad that he had. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That really highlighted to me where it was like a wrap around him. And I bet you it compresses a little bit.
I want that stretcher, dude.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Like that looked rad.
Mm-hmm. Where, like, you just step your foot on it a little bit.
I mean, I guess I could do that with, like, I don't know.
A piece of wood.
A step.
Yeah,
exactly. Put it in. Dude, just to have the extra fancy one.
You know, the NFL one costs, like, $50.
Hell yeah.
More than that, maybe even. Brock Purdy, 7-0 now. First seven starts.
Say what you want, man. He was still the backup to start the year. And, you know, we love backups. So this, think of it more like a badge of honor.
I'm going to say that next year we won't have to play that when we say Brock Purdy's name.
Well, I think you're 100% correct.
Because we're seeing reports now that, first of all, even if Jimmy was healthy, they would not play Jimmy, they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're saying that Trey Lance trade is very much a possibility.
I mean, how do you not...
I think this is the worst game Brock Purdy's played, and it's still not a terrible game. He didn't turn the ball 19 over.
19 for 29, 214 yards, was very consistent. Unlike dude on the other side, fucking Dak, man.
You know, here's my Dak hate coming back to fruition, right? Where maybe it was a little stretch to say he was worse than Kirk Cousins, but... I don't think Dak's winning Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Dak's not winning Super Bowls.
No.
This is the 12th straight appearance for Dallas where they didn't make the conference championship game, but they made the playoffs.
Did you get nervous thinking that, especially when they were up, the Cowboys, that Mike McCarthy had the potential to win a Super Bowl?
No. No. See, the thing is that Pardon My Take does a great job at it. Like, Mike McCarthy just looks so fat on the sidelines that he can't win a Super Bowl.
What are you talking about? Andy Reid did it. There's no way.
Mike McCarthy's won it. John Madden's won it. But, like, Mike McCarthy just looks too fat. And okay. I'm a fat guy. I can say it. Like, I'm sorry, Mike. But he just looks like he's going to fuck it up.
Like, also, another coach I have to mention. Future coach, I guess. D'Amico Ryans is getting a job, dog.
He's gotta.
Dude, he's
gotta get him a job.
That defense was so good. Did you see that fucking play where Fred Warner was at the line of scrimmage, turned around, and ended up breaking up a pass for CeeDee Lamb?
That
was insane, dude.
I'm also going to say CeeDee Lamb's a legit number one, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I'll give CeeDee.
He's got some pretty legit stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, he had 117 yards. I mean, he balled out today.
And he was making ridiculous catches all day. I really thought that CeeDee Lamb played a hell of a game. I like him. I like him a lot.
You know who I was also getting down with were both of the return guys? Kevontae Turpin for the Cowboys.
I heard he was the USFL MVP last year.
That's insane.
I'm going to look that up.
No, yeah, but Kevontae Turpin was going off. I don't have his return yards offhand here. Let me
kick returns. I got it right here.
Yep. Four returns for 120 yards.
Yep.
He was insane.
Well, and Ray McCloud, that was a big play by the defense of San Francisco after Ray fumbled.
Ray had one return for 53 yards and two punts. For 17.
Yeah, so he muffed the punt, and then they got the field goal, and that one after, he took it for 53 yards. They were kicking away from him all day, but they were like, fuck it, we'll kick at him after that.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb.
And he snapped.
And more or less lost you the game. I mean, more or less.
Didn't help, yeah. It did not help. Yeah, Kevontae Turpin was the USFL MVP last year.
Let's go.
And I want to, like, look at, like, how many games did they play?
He played on
the New Jersey Generals.
Yeah, but what was he there? Was he like the quarterback?
Wide receiver.
A wide receiver wins your fucking MVP. That is nuts.
I can't.
He must have balled out, dude.
Right, and I want to look at the stats, and I can't really.
I'm just saying.
Well, the New Jersey Generals were 9-1 last year.
Yes, they ended up
getting to the championship but losing?
No, they lost in the divisional finals, it says. Ooh. To the Philadelphia Stars.
Oh, the Stars were the ones that were in the thing. I was thinking...
They actually lost the first game of the year and then won out the rest of them.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can find his stats.
If you didn't notice, they were also advertising the USFL like crazy today.
Yeah, which I thought, isn't the XFL come back this year?
Yeah. Yes, they are. I believe so. Also, are we going to do no cap recaps for USFL games?
Oof. Should we be a USFL podcast next? Yeah,
we're going to have to do like Sunday night football for USFL.
No way that's how they... No way they're allowed to...
We're just constantly talking about their quarterbacks going like okay. This. Just for every last quarterback.
So, 540 yards and 4 touchdowns got him the MVP of the USFL last year.
He had like to have 10 games?
Yep, 10 games.
Well, check his...
He had 15 return. He had 4 receiving touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, and a return touchdown.
Oh.
6 touchdowns got him the MVP of the league.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty...
That's weird. I don't understand that.
Okay. I don't know the USFL like that.
But that seems ass.
That doesn't seem like enough to get me hyped.
Right. But yeah, Kevontae Turpin was the last USFL MVP. Dak Prescott, 2 picks.
They were bad picks, too.
Bad picks. I'm telling you, man, I don't love Dak. I just don't love Dak. He could definitely be... I'm not going to say he's on the hot seat or anything like that. He's going to stay. Jerry Jones is too prideful to admit when he's wrong, I guess, on that. And he loves Dak. Dak's his boy. But not really a fan of him. Especially as a Super Bowl winner. Not really a fan of Dak, man.
Yeah, that's not great, if you ask me. But, oh well, is what it is. Does Mike McCarthy keep his job?
Yeah.
I feel like he should, man.
Yeah, he will.
That's pretty good.
They're talking about franchise tagging Tony Pollard.
I have to wait to see how this high ankle sprain goes. And Micah Parsons, something.
I mean, Nick Bosa, fucking nuts, dude. He's crazy good.
Not Joey Bosa.
Tough. Tough. All right. Quick little preview, I guess. Like, real quick.
Sure.
We'll have... the Chiefs versus the Bengals.
All right, yeah, rematch.
What are you thinking? First instincts? First instincts, I'm going to say it. I kind of like Bengals now.
Yeah, like low-key.
And I love Joe Burrow more, and I like Pat Mahomes, and I really never thought I would say that, but I think Pat Mahomes is way better.
Well, first of all, it doesn't even matter about those two when you got Evan McPherson on one side.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're a big Evan McPherson guy.
You are about to just put this on me?
No, I mean, just saying.
Fuck you. You're a big Evan McPherson guy as
I'm
well.
I'm sorry, which one of us was photoshopped into a Wolverine hugging a photo?
But I did that.
Because you love Evan McPherson.
I do love Evan McPherson.
So, I like the Bengals. I just think it's stupid to bet against, like, the Chiefs. Yes. That's the Chief.
Chief.
Sorry.
It was like drawn out, too. It was,
I couldn't get it out. Just one long drink, man. Okay.
This bitch.
Yeah. I'm
wondering what the opening line is. It's got to be out now.
I'm sure it is.
I'm going to say it's probably Chiefs by 3. It'll probably be home field advantage, Chiefs by 3. And...
Yeah, I don't have it when I clicked on the thing. So what do you got?
Opening odds. Chiefs by 3. Just nailed it. Absolutely. I'm getting pretty good at guessing spreads here.
Yeah, too bad you can't win anything with it.
I wish I could just guess the spread and be all good. Money line, though, is Bengals plus 125.
That's too close. I wouldn't bet anything on this game, man.
51.5 is the over. I'm going to say... They're going to hit that over, bro. The Bengals offense is going to torch the Chiefs defense.
I think it's going to come down to two different factors, one on each side. With the Chiefs, how does Patrick Mahomes' ankle feel, obviously? And with the Bengals, does their O-line continue their play?
Yeah.
And it really does come to those two things.
Because if you give Burrow time, he's going to find it.
Yeah.
And that's really what we've been seeing, is giving Burrow time.
That dude's last name is Young Husband? What the fuck is that?
That's pretty lit. That's pretty lit. Young Husband.
Sorry. Had to cut you off on that.
No, that's fair. I would have done the same thing.
You will never
look him up. Dream 11 Young Super Smash.
Husband. Peter Young Husband. No.
New Zealand cricketer. He's from Zimbabwe, dude. Born in Zimbabwe?
Peter Young Husband. That's not... Look at him. Why is he so good looking?
Does he have a hot wife, too? Look up there.
Where's he? Oh. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would think she's...
Good for Peter Young Husband.
You know, and he is a young husband.
Well, that says Philip James Young Husband right there.
Philip James Young Husband.
What's his name? Well, go back.
This is Peter Young Husband.
We're going to be a cricket podcast now. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just fucking watch
that dude's cricket. 32? He's older than me.
Yeah. And he doesn't
look I'm shocked.
Okay, let's get back to football. Fuck. Okay. Chiefs, give me a score prediction right here.
All right. Bengals 27, Chiefs 24.
Okay, I was going to say 31-28.
Okay.
Bengals. I like Bengals too. I really do. I don't know why.
I'm really worried about this high ankle sprain, man.
Okay.
And you're going to be seeing the Bengals target Patrick Mahomes like that. They're going to be blitzing constantly. Because even if he is fine to play, which I'm sure Patrick Mahomes will be playing, there's no way he's going to be able to run as efficiently.
And the Bengals' D-line this postseason has been a storyline itself. I mean, look at how great they played in the first game against Baltimore, and they played lights out again today against Buffalo.
And you know who's been decent? Eli Apple.
He's still burnt toast,
I said decent.
He's still burnt toast. Fuck Eli Apple. That's till I die. And then the NFC.
Dude, this is got to be the late night game, right?
I believe it is not.
It's not?
I don't think so, no.
It absolutely should be. This is the heavy hitting game.
Chiefs Bengals is 5:30 right there. And
wow, it is not.
I don't know. I think Burrow Mahomes sells.
Yeah, but Burrow and Mahomes are a 1-3 with Patrick Mahomes being injured. 49ers and Eagles. You get Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts against, I would say, the top two defenses in the league. Pretty damn close.
I'm going to say this. Niners are on ass. They're winning this game. On your birthday, by the way.
Yes, it is. We'll have to get to that.
Niners, Eagles. I really love this defense that the Niners have, man. They just look unstoppable. Brock Purdy, I think that's the worst he's going to play all year. And it really wasn't that bad. It wasn't great. Brock Purdy, wasn't that bad.
Brock Purdy might have to deal with a better defense this week.
True. But I think their O-line's decent. They're going to pound the rock.
This one, I cannot call.
This will be like 17-17, this game.
Ugh. Ugh.
They're just going to be like, you know what?
No, Scorigami. It needs to be like 15-14.
Probably not a Scorigami. It needs to be like 16-5.
We'll figure it out.
6-5. Has that game ever happened?
NFL Scorigami. Let's see.
What are Scorigamis that still need to happen?
Okay. 15? Is that what is this?
Sixth.
Winning team score. Oh, and that's the losing team. So 15 have not happened, but 15-14 has. 15-11.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely
That's a good one.
I see that happening. We're calling a Scorigami. That's what we're going to call.
Yeah.
We don't know who's going to win it, but the final score is going to be 15-11 this game. that's perfect, I think. I think that's absolutely what's going to happen. I love Nick Bosa's game. I love Brock Purdy just as a human. And I'm rocking with the Niners. I think it's going to be Niners-Bengals.
Ooh, how about 18-8?
I think it's even less. What's the six?
The six? There is no six.
So every score that's been six has happened before?
Up until 39-6.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's been a 6-5 game?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, 6-5. Sorry, I was going off of the losing team score. But yeah, no 6-5.
Yeah, 6-5, final score too.
Fuck that. Well. That sounds awful.
It's just going to be defense all day, baby. Brock Purdy throws the touchdown, and then they miss the extra point.
There has been a 51-51.
Wow.
That's pretty shocking.
What the fuck was that game?
Boring is what it was.
Was it 51-51, really?
Yeah, right here. 51-51.
I'm going to look that up. All right. I think that's gonna we gotta do studs and duds.
Yeah, studs and duds.
All right, stud. I'm going to give it to Travis Kelce.
Okay.
All time. Well, not
oh, that, time. Dude, that's what I was gonna say about this last game. Sorry, I didn't get to we didn't ding it, so it has not come to fruition. George Kittle
is nuts.
Has a fucking argument to being your Travis Kelce like biggest weapon in the league.
Both of them.
George Kittle was fucking nuts today.
Do you understand the 49ers have maybe three of the four best weapons in the NFL?
Look, man, I don't know.
Debo's nuts. McCaffrey's nuts. And fucking George Kittle's nuts. I mean, there's seriously three of the top 10 best weapons. Easily.
Yeah, I could give you that. I could definitely give you that.
It really could be three of the top five. Justin Jefferson's got to be in there. Travis Kelce's got to be in there. Who after?
Debo had a down year.
He was hurt a little bit, right?
I'm trying to see what his overall thing was. But 632 yards off 56 receptions, two touchdowns.
But he's just dynamic when he's healthy for the playoffs. Sure. How many games did he play?
He played.
Scroll down a little bit. It'll probably be down there.
No.
Okay, scroll up.
Thanks. Thanks for doing that, Tom. Jesus.
Well, you just never know how to find this. I honestly, ever.
Everyone does this shit so fucking weird. Can't you just make it a universal thing? God damn it. What else? How many did he rush, though? That's the real question, too, because that was another thing. 11 yards. I don't know.
Debo Samuel played 13 games.
Okay, great. Good for you.
Glad I found that before you.
Yeah, you know what? Just hit this fucking ding. I think I'm... God damn it!
That was you this time.
Now we're at studs and duds. Give me your shit.
Travis Kelce. Most receptions in his career in a game, 14. Shout out Travis Kelce.
All right, I dig it. You know what? You don't often hear this, but I'm going to give it to a losing team player. Give me CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb had a damn good game. And honestly, he kept that team in it the entire time. Also, mini shout outs to Kenneth Gainwell as well, because holy shit. You know what? Fuck that. Scrap all those. Give me Turpin and McLeod.
Ooh, return men.
Because they were fucking hot.
Okay.
Duds.
Dak Prescott.
Okay.
I've been on that all year. Finally got to have everyone else see it too.
All right. I'm going to go with clock management. Because it... A Sunday clock management was bad.
Sure.
Especially by the losing head coaches, Mike McCarthy, Doug McDermott.
Sean
McDermott?
Doug McDermott was the Creighton basketball player.
Oh, yeah. God oh, damn God. It. Now I'm turning it to Kenneth Burkhard. Yeah. Kevin Burkhard. Not fuck Kenneth.
That's a tough sentence. That was a tough sentence for you. Sorry.
Right, okay, there. I have Kenneth Gainwell up here, all right? Kevin Burkhardt. But yeah, Sean McDermott and Mike McCarthy, neither one of them could manage a fucking clock today. And, you know, when it comes to someone like Mike McCarthy, that might have cost them the game. Might have.
Could have.
It definitely would have given them more opportunity. Remember, they wasted like 30 fucking seconds at one point.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about the Zeke playing center play at the end of the game.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Dude got absolutely fucking rocked.
And whoever he threw to, whoever caught that last ball, also got rocked as well.
Dumbass play.
Fucking great.
Dumbass play. All right, that's going to wrap us up here for the No Cap Recap. This has been Divisional Weekend of the NFL, and we weren't capping.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.